So how about that intergalactic trip I was going to tell you about? Well, can you name the order of the planets in our solar system? There are 9, including Earth, 4 large and 4 small. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a story, and I just want you to visualize the scenes, let them wash over you as I go through the story. And at the end of it, you should be able to name the planets. You can tell me if Saturn's large or small. We'll have the moon as a backdrop for these images, for the story. So imagine that you're on a spaceship and you're slowly descending to the surface of the moon. Now you've got a little temperature gauge in the spacecraft. And as you're getting closer, the surface is very hot, so the temperature is rising. You've got a little thermometer there. And what do you get in a thermometer? You get mercury. It's a small thermometer, so now you can remember that the first planet from the sun is Mercury. Great. Okay, so your spaceship lands, you open the hatch, and there to greet you is a beautiful, small girl. Now, what's her name? Venus. She's a beautiful girl. She's small because Venus is a small planet. Now, Venus has very kindly, in case you got reminiscent, she's given you a big pile of Earth, just in case you got a bit lonesome, to remind you of Earth. So she's dumped this just by your spacecraft, because Earth is the next planet. Now, out of the top of the mound, you see a little man. He's a fiery little man. He's angry because Venus has dumped all this Earth on him. He's the god of war. He's eating a Mars bar. He must be Mars. Now, why is he a little man? Because Mars is another small planet. It's also the next planet after Venus. Now, all of a sudden, you hear this thump, 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 and the ground shakes. And you look at the distance on the horizon, you see the lunar landscape. And from behind the mountain, you see this giant. And of course, the giant is Jupiter. Jupiter. Now, he's a giant because Jupiter is a big planet. He's also a sun worshipper. He's got this little t-shirt on, and you can see the letters S-U-N. Now, that's a clue for the next 3 planets: Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Now, just from that big image, you've got encapsulated round Jupiter all the planets: Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. So you know they're all big planets. Okay. From the letter N, you see a little lead, and it goes off into the distance. It's a dog lead. Right, you know what's going to happen next. So the lead is attached to a small dog, because it's a small planet. Yeah, it's Pluto. Okay, you got that story in your head? So, let's go back over the story and see if you can get those planets in order. Remember, you're in the spaceship. What's the first planet from the sun? You look at the thermometer, it's got to be Mercury, and you know it's a small planet. Open the hatch. Venus. What she brought for you? Earth. What comes out of the Earth? It's got to be Mars. Thump, thump. Jupiter. Look at the t-shirt. Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. And what's attached to the end is a lead that goes all the way back to Pluto. Wonderful. Now, if I say to you, is Saturn a large planet or a small one? It's obvious, isn't it? It's got to be a large planet. And what comes after Saturn? Uranus. And what comes before Saturn? It's got to be Jupiter. So, you've got those ingredients again. You've got imagination, association, location. Now, all you have to do is think about that story again tomorrow, and then in about a week's time, and you've got that information for a long, long time. And wasn't that enjoyable, learning it? So, the mechanism by which memory works is association. Allow your vibrant, creative imagination to find a link to bridge that gap between a word and its meaning. Look for pattern in words to help with spelling, like the symmetry of symmetry. Let your imagination go on an intergalactic trip so you can memorize the planets. Look for links between foreign words and their meanings. The German for rain is Regen. Simple. What's the link? Well, imagine lots of Ronald Reagans falling from the sky. Maybe you're a student or you take regular business trips abroad. Use these techniques to learn vocabulary in a foreign language. This is the lazy man's way of soaking up knowledge. Use these techniques, the power of association and imagination, to boost your word power. Become a walking thesaurus. Now that's quantum memory power working for you at its best.